You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
I hope you're having a good morning out there. We're going to have a kōrero with the wonderful Jen Kloa shortly, but first, this is their track with Te Kahu from the wonderful album I Am the River, The River Is Me. He tokotū moana.
Kei te mihā te ahi, o tō aiwa e tāku kairangi. Titiro whakarunga, kua whiturangi te ao kaumātua. He tukatū moana, he ka whiro koe inga tuatea. He mapehi maurea, ka araina e tōu i pukarea. Kia mau koe ki ngā kupu, kakano i ruia, he tonga tuku i humai rangi a te a. He kurupau nga mukwe, kua whakato ka pua mō a ke tonu e. Kia mau koe ki ngā kupu, tūpuna. Kia mau koe ki ngā kupu, ao tātou tūpuna.
He tokotū moana by Jen Kloa and Te Kahu. Kia ora Jen, how are you this morning?
Kia ora, I'm really well, and yourself?
Yeah, great, thank you. Thanks for getting up so early, 7 a.m. for you, for a chat today. What's the sky looking like outside? Is it a nice day where you are?
Look, it could go either way. It could go either way, I think. Yeah, there's been a bit of rain, there's been a bit of sun. It's pretty cold. I think right now, let me just check what the weather's doing. 7 a.m. It's 4 degrees.
Oh, that is nippy. You're in Nam, is that right?
I am. I'm in Nam in Melbourne, yeah.
Yeah, does get a bit chilly there. Well, we'll stop complaining about the drizzle we've got here in Tamaki Makaurau, especially because we've got you rejoining us here to play some shows very soon to celebrate the wonderful album I Am the River, The River Is Me. This has been out in the world for a couple of months now. How's it felt to share this with people?
Oh, it's been amazing, actually. I mean, I've just finished a tour of the UK and Europe. We were over there for about 3 weeks, playing all around. We went to Paris. We played shows in Berlin, Hamburg. We were actually trailing the veils. I felt like I could just smell Cass Basil as I came into some of the venues, which was sad because I really wanted to see them. And we also did a big national tour here in Australia. So it's been really fun to see this album, you know, connecting with audiences. And also, like, because many of the songs have te reo throughout, seeing non-Māori singing in te reo Māori all around the world.
That's amazing.
So weird. Yeah, being in Paris and seeing people going, Aroha, mana takata fui. It's like, yeah, this is awesome.
That must be such a surreal experience, especially also because for you, this record has been such a homecoming in many ways, to then be taking it to, you know, the absolute opposite side of the world and getting that response must be quite a surreal experience.
Yeah, I mean, I think that what you realize is that, you know, people are so open to new experiences and to learning. I had, you know, like people coming up to me in Scotland and Glasgow saying they've been doing Gaelic immersion, you know, for a couple of years and reconnecting with their ancestral languages. And I think it just opens up a bigger conversation, which is really cool.
It is really cool. How does it feel to be embodying these songs now that you've given them this, you know, tour of the globe a little bit? Do you feel like they've changed a little bit, or your relationship to them has changed a wee bit or deepened?
Yeah, great question. Yes, that is, I think the thing about what I love about the process of, you know, from demo, you know, writing the songs to recording them to the stage is that, you know, there's still writing going on in the live context. It may never be recorded, and sometimes it is, you know, live albums, but it feels like, you know, there's all of these things that are resolved in the live show, or that there's places that you're able to take them now that you have the, you know, energy of an audience, you know, feeding off you. And so, yeah, I think for me, it's just been that experience of the songs, you know, finding their potential. And like, you know, in Australia, we also had in London, but in Australia, we had my kapa haka group, Te Honunga o Ngā Iwi, come out on the road with us, which
was
so
cool.
It's just like in the middle of a song, you know, in the middle of being human, this like kapa haka runs out. And just seeing like people's faces, because you've got to remember, like here, you know, most people have never seen a kapa haka. You know, they might have seen a haka at the rugby, you know, on telly, but that actual feeling that, you know, people in Aotearoa are all too familiar with, you know, that power, that feeling of the hairs going, you know, up on the back of your neck. That's been really cool to see that land on audiences, yeah.
That must be such a powerful experience to have them join you on the stage. You've collaborated with some amazing people across this project. I love that track with Te Kahu because your voices just sound so beautiful together, really complementary. And you've had a lot of people, I guess, bring ideas and support and thinking into this work. Who has been part of that process on the road as well? Because obviously, as you said, you had the Kapa Haka Ropu with you, but you've got an amazing band that you've been playing with. Who's been part of the, I guess, the live team?
Yeah, so the band that's coming across with me is pretty amazing. I've sort of handpicked my favourite Milk Records musicians.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's been great. We have my longtime drummer, Jen Shalakis, who's played on all of my albums for the last 20 years, on drums. And we have Rob Wrigley from East Brunswick All Girls Choir on guitar, Natalie Pavlovich from the Dianas on bass, and Annika Ostendorf from Hachiku on keys and guitar. So it's a really amazing, yeah, one of those bands where you're just like, I can't believe they're all on the stage playing in my band. Yeah,
that's so cool. It's so nice to be able to create your own super group.
Hey, exactly. That's been the feeling for sure.
You've also got some amazing support artists who will be performing. Who can we catch you playing with at Whammy Bar, Jen?
Yeah, so amazing. We have Jordan with the Y and her band. Jordan's just been like, yeah, like absolutely blazing the last year or so, just watching her journey. I actually met her briefly at the Te Reo Song Hubs, which were being hosted. I think it was Beck Runga curating and Hinawehi Mohi, Dame Hinawehi Mohi, who's kind of been running the show. And so, yeah, I saw Jordan, met Jordan there, and then I've just been watching her picking up all of these nominations, Silver Scrolls, Pacifica Awards, like amazing.
So cool. I'm so excited for this. It's going to be a really beautiful show, Jen. A homecoming for us as well to have you back to play these songs at the wonderful Whammy Bar. 29th of this month, and tickets are from Under the Radar. People shouldn't muck around though. Go grab those now. Something to look forward to in the next couple of weeks. We're going to play Harakeke, which is a favourite of mine from the record. What's this song mean for you, Jen?
Ah, yeah, beautiful. I think this is one of my favourites too. I guess for me, this song really speaks to that connecting back in with my matrilineal ancestry, with my mother, my grandmother, my great-grandmother, all Wahine Māori. And I guess bringing my language, my reo, back into my body and onto my tongue feels like a real embodiment and weaving in of my whakapapa. So yeah, karakeke.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Jen. We'll see you in a couple of weeks' time. Take care.
Oh, cheers, my friend. Thank you.
Kia ora.
Upon the glass and you're yawning, mist into the dark, what's the feeling before thinking? Down the hallway to the kitchen, kettle boiling while you're stretching, what's the feeling before speaking? Thank you.
Harakiki Tene Waiata, Kujin Kloa Te Kaiwaiata. Jen is going to be bringing I Am the River Is Me to Aotearoa in celebration of that record. 29th is when they will be playing with their excellent all-star Milk Records band at the wonderful Whammy Bar. You can grab tickets from Under the Radar, and I would run, not walk, to get those.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.